Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news in full at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, the National Ambulance Services Pathfinder Initiative has been extended to Letterkenny, with a local team starting work today. The full rollout of service is set to be complete for Wednesday of next week. A man has been beaten with iron bars in the Skeg area of Derry during what police are describing as an aggravated burglary. The Donegal County Coroner has been calling for drug used to treat epilepsy, nerve pain and anxiety to be reclassified. And the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors is welcoming clarity from Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson regarding his controversial tweet. These stories in full, plus more. Oisin Kelly will be live with the latest in sport at 5:15. The National Ambulance Services Pathfinder Initiative has been extended to Letterkenny, with the local team starting today and the full rollout of the service to be set complete for next Wednesday. The initiative has been designed to safely keep older people who make emergency calls in their own home rather than taking them to the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital. Advanced paramedics and senior hospital clinicians will travel to the patient's home and treat them there, with the view of allowing them to stay at home rather than face a journey to hospital. The team will also offer follow-up calls to ensure the person is recovering at home. John McGowan is the region's chief ambulance officer. He says Pathfinder is not a silver bullet, but will help ease the pressures on ambulance service and the emergency department.
The team started this morning. They have a training element to go through for about a week and a half. They have to do their manual handling training. They're coming from the hospital setting. It's slightly different techniques and that in the community. The occupational therapists and the physiotherapists have to do their advanced life support training, etc. But we aim to go live on next Wednesday, the 12th, following the assessments, and they are detailed medical assessments. If it's deemed that the patient is best suited to go into the hospital, that's where they'll be going. Although it's a new service, the people on this team are highly experienced OTs, physios and advanced paramedics. They've been, I know from the paramedic side alone, like you could have up to 40, 50 years experience in that team. They're highly skilled professionals. They will not take any risk. The ambulance service and the hospitals and all medical services are completely a risk-averse organisation. So they will always err on the side of caution. So just for your listeners not to be worried about that side of things, again, the follow-up will also help in relation to giving that reassurance and assessment and looping back in within the 24 hours. And again, if the patient's condition does ever deteriorate after that call, we would advise them to call 999 straight away again, and we'll have an ambulance with them.
A man's been beaten with iron bars in the Skeg area of Derry during what police are describing as an aggravated burglary. They're trying to establish a motive for the attack, as Michaela Clark now reports.
Detectives are investigating an aggravated burglary in the Skeg area of Derry, during which a man was beaten by two masked men using iron bars. The attackers are reported to have forced entry to a house in the Barraville area between 1 and 2 a.m. yesterday, damaging a window and door before assaulting the victim, who is aged in his 20s. Money is also believed to have been stolen during the incident. The victim was hospitalised for treatment to his injuries. Detectives are keen to hear from anyone who was in the area and saw or heard anything out of the ordinary, or anyone who may assist their inquiries to establish who was involved and a motive.
The Donegal County Coroner is calling for a drug used to treat epilepsy, nerve pain and anxiety to be reclassified. It's after an increase in evidence of pregabalin being present in drug-related deaths. The medicine is believed to pose a particular risk to users with current or past substance-related disorders. Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's also chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP subcommittee, says GPs need to be made aware of the potential side effects of the drug.
It's primarily used when somebody has nerve pain, whether it's sciatica or from their neck, that it's actually used. So it's a very effective drug, and if somebody's on it, they're not to worry about it. But it is also a drug that, particularly if you have a tendency to abuse medicines and drugs, it can it does give a certain euphoria that is appealing to people who would abuse drugs such as benzodiazepines and so forth. So what we found in quite a lot of drug deaths that we have taken to inquest, pregabalin is generally at very high levels. It is, so therefore we feel that we should draw attention to it by asking it to be a Class C drug, which means that a doctor, a GP then, can only give a month at a time. There is concerns that people are getting it for bona fide reasons, and other people are getting it and actually selling it. Mm. So it just means that it puts a slight barrier to the GP to remind him that this is an important drug, and therefore it's just drawing attention to doctors that we should be careful of this drug, because it is a drug of abuse and it is causing deaths as well.
The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors is welcoming clarity from Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson regarding his controversial tweet. Eoin O'Brien said it wasn't his intention to offend, criticise or drag an Garda Síochána into a political controversy over the decision to end the eviction ban. It follows his posting of an artwork of a famine eviction with Gardaí superimposed into the image. AGSI General Secretary Antoinette Cunningham says it risked pitting the public against the force.
This afternoon I received a phone call from Deputy O'Brien, and he was very clear that he didn't mean to offend, criticise or indeed drag an Garda Síochána into any political controversy, and we appreciated that clarity from him.
The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District says the council must broaden its response to flash flooding at Drumfergus Killigarden on Friday evening. Up to 100 metres of roadway was washed away and a number of homes and gardens were damaged by flood water and debris. Councillor Patrick McGowan says there has been flooding in the area on a regular basis in recent years. He believes the council is focusing its attention on the area around the first house to be flooded, but he told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that they must look at an area further up the road and work with local landowners to improve the drainage.
And the council has been doing small remedial works, which has obviously not, it's actually got worse, truth be told, when you look at what happened. That's the worst yet. The council knows now what to do. I would say they're very little design work. I think they could do it straight away, but they're going to have to use the authority, part of the local authority, to go in and do it. And it's no good here. They can't wait any longer. And if they're going to spend money now, which we'll have to open that road again, they have to start with the drainage and then do the road.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald has reshuffled her front bench. She says it's time for a general election and this is the team which will lead the party into it. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
The big hitters of the front bench stay where they are, with Pearse Doherty, Eoin O'Brien, David Colnan and Louise O'Reilly keeping finance, housing, health and enterprise respectively. Former MEP Matt Carthy is the new Sinn Féin foreign affairs and defence spokesperson, with Pat Daly moved to justice. Somewhat sideways moves for two of the young stars of the party, Mairead Farrell moving out of public expenditure into higher education and Claire Curran moved from social protection to agriculture, Rose Conway-Walsh taking on that public expenditure role, with Donacha O'Leary into social protection. Darren O'Rourke stays in the environment brief but loses the transport and communication elements to Martin Kenny as part of the team that Mary Lou McDonald says is election ready.
And Donegal TD Patrick McLaughlin remains the party's chief whip in the Dáil and spokespersons for the fishing and the marine. Detectives from the Police Service Terrorism Investigation Unit have arrested a 56-year-old man in the Ballyarnet area of Derry today. The arrest was made under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act 2000. The man has been taken to Musgrave's Serious Crime Suite for questioning. A number of items have been seized, which will be subject to further examination. The arrest and search are part of an ongoing investigation into new IRA activity. Gardaí in Donegal have taken to social media to make yet another appeal to the public regarding online scams. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
In this email-based scam, individuals receive an email purporting to be from An Garda Síochána, in which it's stated they are the subject of a child pornography investigation or a similar judicial claim. The individual is offered the opportunity to pay a fine of nearly €6,000 to have their case hidden. Gardaí are advising the public that contact will not be made with a person under investigation in this way, and when in doubt, people should verify requests for information independently. As well as this, upon receiving an unsolicited email, people should not click on any links or provide any personal information, and those who believe they may have fallen victim to such a scam should contact their local Gardaí station.
A search has resumed for the remains of a teenager who was murdered and secretly buried by the IRA in 1975. Digging resumed today at the Bragan Bog in County Monaghan as investigators search for the body of 19-year-old Columba McVeigh from County Tyrone. He is one of the disappeared victims from the Troubles whose bodies have yet to be found. 88 eviction notices were reinstated in Donegal following the lifting of the eviction ban over the weekend. It comes following an increase of the number of people presenting as homeless in the northwest. Latest figures published by the Department of Housing show that during 1 week in February, 146 people, including 30 children, accessed emergency accommodation in the region, up 60% compared to the same period last year. In the Donegal-Leitrim area, 56 people were without a home, up 14% when compared to the previous month. Noel Daly, CEO of the Northwest Simon Community, says there simply aren't enough accommodation to cope with the number of people facing homelessness as a result of the eviction ban.
I find it hard to imagine that Donegal County Council could find emergency accommodation for all of those households if they presented today looking for accommodation. It would seem to be quite difficult for them to do that. And as we go into the summer and the tourist industry ramps up, it's going to become more and more difficult for people to accommodate new households.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back with the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly after this short break.
There's a grand stretch in the evening, Tom says to everyone he meets this time of year, including the fire service, who this evening responded to an electrical fire at Tom's house, caused by the charger he forgot to unplug after having a grand stretch in his online yoga class this afternoon. Not so grand. Thankfully, Tom has a phone watch alarm, which responds to break-ins and smoke in just 15 seconds for only €49. Life is unpredictable. Don't be alarmed. Be phone watched. Offer ends March 19th. Visit phonewatch.ie. Monitoring fees apply. Check
this. On the Gaeilge Debate this week, we round up all the GAA news stories of the week with interviews and feedback from all the games across the Northwest, including from senior hurling boss Mickey McCann as his side playing Meath in the league final. Also on the show, a new feature, Life Stories. This week starting with former ladies football star Nadine Doherty. All this and much more just after 7 a.m. news this Monday night on Highland Radio and podcasting on highlandradio.com.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen.
Are you still struggling with slow and unreliable broadband? Imagine is connecting thousands of homes to high-speed broadband in your area right now. So why wait? With Imagine, rated excellent by Trustpilot, you'll soon be working from home with ease, streaming your favourite shows and sports uninterrupted. Join the thousands of connected homes and businesses today at imagine.ie. Service subject to availability, terms and conditions apply.
Spring is here, and so too are the new arrivals at Green Shoes. Shop in-store or online now from best-selling brands like Doc Martens, Una Healy and Echo. Also Riker, Kate Appleby, Tommy Bow and many more. Shop LK and One For All gift cards accepted in-store. Visit Green Shoes and discover the perfect footwear to complement your style. Green Shoes at Market Square, Letterkenny Shopping Centre, Fulcara and online at greenshoes.com.
New applications for school transport tickets for the 2023-24 school year are now open until Friday the 28th of April. All new applicants, including students changing school, must apply before the 28th of April deadline. A late application may mean that a ticket is not available. To apply for your child's ticket and to see details of eligibility and payment, go to buserin.ie/schooltransport. An initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. We're heading over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The Director General of the GAA will be in Donegal this evening. Tom Ryan will address a county committee meeting to outline the next steps in the proposed review of the matters around the academy debacle and what transpired. Clubs were informed recently that Croke Park would be brought in to look into how the situation between the parties involved escalated. Meanwhile, letters from two clubs, Foremasters and Milford, who are seeking resignations from the executive board, are also to be addressed this evening. Foremasters are asking for the children's and coaching officers to consider their positions, while adding it's their view Carol Lacey should be returned as head of academy, and any other elected officer that does not share this view or is not willing to support Carol should also consider their position. Milford have raised issues around the selection of the Donegal manager at the end of last year and are asking for those involved in the process, which they called flawed, to also consider stepping away from their roles. And there'll be more GA on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Tonight he is joined by top GA correspondent Jared Tracy to hear his story. Plus, in a new feature, Life Stories, Brendan talks with former Donegal star footballer Nadine Doherty. It's part of the DL debate tonight just after the 7 o'clock news here on Highland and podcasted on highlandradio.com. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has admitted his past successes are keeping him in the job. Saturday's defeat to Manchester City leaves his side 8th in the Premier League table. Ahead of tomorrow night's trip to Chelsea, Klopp says he can't keep relying on past glories.
I don't like the fact that pretty much I have to rely on that. But is it right or not? We will see that in the future, but we have to. I'm fully in. So there's no doubt about. There's no doubt about. But we have to sort it. We cannot just continue playing like we do from time to time.
Tottenham's first outing since the sacking of Antonio Conte will see them acclaim to third in the Premier League table tonight. Christian Stellini's in charge for the game away to Everton. Kickoff there is at 8 o'clock. Waterford have confirmed the appointment of Alan Reynolds as their new assistant head coach. He's left his position at Derry City to work under new Blues boss Keith Long. Reynolds led Waterford to the First Division title in 2017 during his second spell in charge there. Candy Stripes boss Rory Higgins, as we know, has already begun his search for a new assistant. Lucy Quinn has been called into the Republic of Ireland squad for the upcoming friendlies with the United States. The Birmingham City player replaces Lily Ag, who has been ruled out due to an ankle injury. The first friendly takes place in Texas on Saturday before the second encounter next Tuesday. In rugby, three more Ulster players have signed contract extensions with the province. Prop Eric O'Sullivan's new deal will take him through to the summer of 2024. Back row Greg Jones has also extended his stay, while 23-year-old fullback Shea O'Brien has been rewarded with a two-year senior deal. And finally, in motorsports, good results for Northwest competitors at the weekend's Circuit of Kerry. Callum Devine in his polo finished second, 6.5 seconds adrift off the winner Josh Moffat. The first of the All Donegal crews was Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien, finishing third overall, while Mark Alcorn and Donal McElhinney were the first of the Escorts home in fifth position and also taking Class 14 honours. And that's your sports. We'll be back with an explosion tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Back to news. There are calls to make Good Friday a public holiday for everyone. Many employees get this Friday off, but it's up to individual employees whether or not to give that. Labour Senator Marie Sherlock says that's unfair and everyone should have it as a bank holiday.
20 years ago, everything was shut on Good Friday. Everything. And of course, that has evolved over the years to now just being a normal day in certain sectors only. But I think when you, you know, as I said there, we see both the banks, they were closed certainly last Good Friday. DC libraries are certainly going to be closed this coming Friday.
And now for weather, mostly dry with a mix of cloud and sunny hazy spells. Highest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees, in moderate fresh to southeast, south to southeast winds easing by the evening. To conclude this evening's news, The National Ambulance Services Pathfinder Initiative has been extended to Letterkenny, with local teams starting work today and the full rollout of the service set to be complete for Wednesday of next week. A man's been beaten with iron bars in the Skeg area of Derry during what police are describing as an aggravated burglary. The Donegal County Coroner is calling for a drug used to treat epilepsy, nerve pain and anxiety to be reclassified, and the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors is welcoming clarity from Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson regarding his controversial tweet. That's all for now. We'll be back again with news headlines at 6 o'clock. And until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Monday evening, April 3rd. The death has taken place of Caden Coyle McGeady, Chapel Road, Brinlack. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, at 12 noon tomorrow to his home. Wake from 2:30 p.m. tomorrow and from 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Rosary is at 8 p.m. nightly. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service in Chapubble Comkill, Knockfalla, on Thursday at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director, Facebook page. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Children's Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Yvonne Hines, Nee O'Gorman, 15 Old Mill Court, Sion Mills, reposing at her home today from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Multiple System Atrophy, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Bridget O'Donnell, Nee Walsh, Crows on Downs, Sligo, and formerly of Dunlow, Donegal. Reposing at Sean Feehily's funeral home, Sligo, this evening with removal at 6:30 p.m. to St Anne's Church, Sligo, arriving at 7 p.m. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated tomorrow at 12 noon and will be live streamed via mcnmedia.tv. Burial follows in Sligo Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, by request. Family home private. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.